Thanks, Nicole. Nicole, Audrey wanted me to talk about what's going on at the county commissioner level with COVID. But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about our governor. I want to talk about what he's done to Garfield County, what he's done to Northwest Colorado. I want to talk about this. When he ran 2 years ago, there was an amendment on the also being run. It was called Amendment 112, and it was to have a 2,500-foot setback from buildings for oil and gas drilling. And that went down in Colorado by 58% to 42%. And that's a pretty big margin in a blue state now. And that went down overwhelmingly. So what's he do? This governor from Boulder gets into office, and he has an urban legislature, and they pass Senate Bill 181. And he puts in place five professional commissioners, oil and gas conservation commissioners. And these autocrats come back and put in a 2,000-foot setback, and after the voters have voted against this. And this is the kind of governor we have right now. And you can see this governor doing this right now in all his executive orders that he has on COVID. And he continues to be a dictator. And you just need to we need to get him out of office as soon as we possibly can. Okay, so I was, and there's going to be a lot of talk about COVID. And before we even get started on COVID, I don't want us to forget the fact that COVID came from China, from the Wuhan laboratory. And some people may say that that was an accident, but that wasn't an accident in my mind. And they knocked down our economy, took out a president. But we are in a Cold War with that country, with China. And you can't forget that, you know, and it's a different type of Cold War than that we remember back in the 50s and 60s, which was all military and weapons and so forth. This is a Cold War about economies, about technology. It's about it's a 100-year Cold War, and they want to take us down as a country, and they want to have their communist operation all over the world. We need to not let that go. And this president that we have right now, he's going to be soft on them. So this, just remember, when we're talking about anything about COVID, it came from China. Okay, so when the county commissioners, you know, I think most of you know that I have some business ties to Sunlight Mountain Resort, and I'm semi-retired. I think it was middle of March. We were operating the ski area. That night at 8 p.m., the governor shut down all ski areas in the state of Colorado and put us all into a stay-at-home. Everybody has to stay at home. And as Garfield County commissioners, you know, we still had our big boxes open. We were able to at least at that time keep our construction going in Garfield County. Completely shut down in Pickens County, but we were at least able to keep it going in Garfield County. And by we started with the variance because we knew we had to get our tourist businesses reopened, the hot springs, and we had to get the caverns. We had to get rafting, at least for this tourist economy here in Glenwood Springs. And we got a variance through, and like 2 days later, retail was able to open up, and that was done by the governor. But we got our variance through. And we ran most of the summer with COVID cases right around 15 per day or so. Until we got to November, and you know, when we got to November, all of a sudden those cases started peaking to 50 and 60, and the governor came back and said, you know, we have to shut down restaurants and gymnasiums in not just Garfield County, but the entire state. And the Garfield County commissioner said, now wait a second, you know, we do have high numbers, but our hospitals aren't full. We have plenty of capacity in our hospitals. We're in a what they call the yellow dial for our hospitals. Our the numbers that we had for cases were low. The percentages we had were low for cases. So we were in kind of a yellow dial in two categories, and then we were in a red dial. And so Garfield County commissioners came back and said, no, we're going to stay in the orange dial place for restaurants and for gymnasiums and any other businesses for that matter. And we did that, and you know, every community in Garfield County, except for this one, Glenwood Springs, they all accepted that, and restaurants continued to operate. The thing that was, and that was December 10th, and they operated for a couple of weeks. And then in Rifle and in Parachute, the liquor enforcement agency started calling up and threatening all these restaurants, saying, if you continue to have indoor dining, you're going to lose your liquor license. And so a lot of the restaurants lost that last week, in especially in the Rifle Parachute area. They lost that last week between Christmas and New Year's, but we did give them some time to operate. And other restaurants didn't get any call from the liquor licenses, and they operated for the full 3 weeks. Or if they didn't have a liquor license like Shooters, then they operated for the full 3 weeks. But we did that because these are small businesses. These are middle class people, and they're trying to make a living. And here we have the state of Colorado trying to shut them down. And so we stood up, and I'm proud of that, and I'm glad that our restaurants are open again, and our gyms are operating. And that's something we've done. Now, before I get off the stage, I just want to say one thing. You look out at this crowd, and we're being assaulted. We have a war going on, at least. And you all need to be active. You need to be active in politically, and you need to participate, whether it be the Republican Party or however, because here at the local level, we need to have we need to be active. We need to have people on our boards, on our districts, and everything else like that. So with that, just one other thing. I don't see Ricky Rodriguez here, but he is running. Oh, Ricky is here. Okay, right there. My friend Ricky Rodriguez, and he's owner of Native Sun Entrepreneur. He's running against Shelley Kopp for a city council position at large. And just want you, anybody that's voting in Glenwood Springs, we need to support Ricky. And then finally, So anyway, I want to acknowledge Sam and Tanya Walls. They are victims from our governor. They work in the oil and gas industry, and they are having to move from our county. This is their county. This is their home. This is where their roots are. But to stay in the oil and gas industry, they're having to move. And then there are consequences for what people are doing. So the governor's doing, and the state legislature. And with that, I want to have Nicole come back up. And I am a county commissioner, a local elected official, so I just take care of business here in Garfield County.